from Morroville, Wednesday, 5th of August, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Miriam, Vika, Anna, and Sean. Today is the last day at Morroville Radio for Sean. He's been here with us for approximately the last 11 months as a volunteer, diligently working, entirely competent, personable, and helpful. We don't say goodbye, rather we send him on his way with love and hope for his return. The weather, well, the forecast for rainfall continues. Temperatures for this week range between 27 and 32 degrees, with westerly winds 18 to 25 kilometers per hour. Following is an excerpt from Monday's meeting at Town Hall on Planning, an exploration of ecological principles in planning and design.
So what we're trying to do is actually to find the way to make all this functional group to coexist together and start to find a way that can actually find the connection between them, or the patterns that we are connected one above the other, and to see how can we work as one system. And to do that, we think about to do in a mapping of that based on ecological principles.
Okay, I just like to stress again that what Alon explained so far is just an exercise that we did, and we don't claim to say that we know how Morroville functions, but it's just from what we understand so far, and probably we'll understand that there are many more layers and that it's probably impossible, but at least we give it a try. So how all of this relates to sustainable design? In sustainable design, under its umbrella, we have all of these different problems or concerns that sustainable design claims to try and solve. But today, it's being done still in an allopoietic manner, which means that there are all these rules given sometimes by government, sometimes by architects, about how a sustainable building or city should function. I think my view is that there is a problem with it, because all these problems are very, very complex, and you cannot just solve them by giving a set of rules. You have to find a system which is much more organic and functions in a much more flexible way, in the same way that an ecological system functions. And the main difference is to shift the focus from designing a system or a building or a city into designing a way for this system to operate, so that the system can by itself continue to develop.
The latest census taken in Morroville shows 1,680 adults and 471 under 18 years of age. Nationalities in order of highest numbers are Indian 911, French 316, German 241, Italian 107, Dutch 79, American 78, Swiss 54, Russian 51, British 46, Spanish 36, Israeli 27, Korean 27, Canadians 24, Swedish 24, Belgians 19, Ukrainian 15, Australian 13, Slovene 8, Austrian 7, Argentinian 7, South African 6, Tibetan 6, Hungarian 6, Ethiopian 4, Sri Lankan 4, Nepali 4, Japanese 4, Danish 3, Brazilian 3, Belarusian 3, Irish 2, Chinese 2, Latvian 2, Bulgarian 2, Iceland 2, Lithuanian, Thailand, and Moldova 1 each. Excerpted from A River Runs Through It by Norman MacLean. All there is to thinking is seeing something noticeable, which makes you see something you weren't noticing, which makes you see something that isn't even visible. The news is an echo in the lives of Morrovillians. For further information, please contact morrovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.